Hi there, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Just a quick shout-out to all those who have generously ordered their Pure Blood badges from yours truly, and just to let you know that all your badges are on their way as we speak. So wear them proudly. Let the world be under no doubt that you have not caved into the tyranny. Now, I want to talk to you some more about tyranny because, frankly, it's a perennial topic at the moment. And I want to, I've got a clip here. I know I mentioned earlier on today, I did a short podcast on the Welsh situation. But I wanted to actually play you Kim Jong Drakeford, the dear leader of Wales. Let's listen to this unbelievable, arrogant tyranny that he's spouting. Just heads up. It's a short clip.
For the next 3 weeks, we will also extend the COVID pass. We've made COVID passes compulsory in nightclubs and in larger indoor and outdoor events just a fortnight ago, and the implementation so far has gone very successfully.
Sorry, just before we go any further with this, he talks about the fact that they've implemented this in those environments and it's been very successful. Well, on what metric is he measuring that success? He doesn't tell us. It can't be that it stopped the spread of the infection, because as he points out in very shortly, as you're going to hear, the infections are spreading like wildfire throughout Wales. Listen.
While cases are so high, we will extend their use to theatres, cinemas and concert halls in 2 weeks' time. These are ticketed indoor venues where large numbers of people come together, are in close contact with one another, and are there for extended periods of time. And as I said earlier, if cases of coronavirus continue to rise rather than fall, we will have to consider expanding the use of the COVID pass further, including into the hospitality sector.
Right. So just so we're all clear in that, that's exactly what will happen. It's the thin end of the wedge. It was always the thin end of the wedge, getting this COVID pass through the Welsh Assembly. And now you hear him saying in plain sight that they have every intention of extending this so that if you want to go into a pub or a restaurant, show your papers. Papers better, or else you don't get in. Now, I suppose they will have the backup of, well, if you haven't got your papers, you've got to show a negative lateral flow. But that also will be taken away. And then people, essentially, those Welsh people who have not taken the jab, they will be excluded from the majority of Welsh society. And that's where this is absolutely heading. Scotland will follow. And in due course, England, Boris Johnson, will follow this route as well. And then, of course, you get to the point where, well, maybe as we've had the renowned leftist professor Noam Chomsky suggesting that, well, you know, if you choose not to take your vaccine, then you know you've only got yourself to blame if you end up starving to death. That's what he said. He said quite blatantly saying that, you know, there's no right to have an access to food. So if, for example, in Wales, they extended the COVID pass, not just to include hospitality, that would be outrageously bad as it is, but suppose they extended it to include retail shopping, grocery shopping. You can't get into your Tesco unless you've got your papers. This is where this is going, folks. Be under no illusion. These people are absolutely ruthless. And unfortunately, because so many of our fellow citizens have been so weak and they've submitted themselves, the tyranny just gets greater. I mean, just look at what's happened in Australia. You can see, I mean, Wales is rapidly going down the same route as Australia. Scotland will do the same. And I wouldn't be surprised if in a year or two, they'll be executing the Refuse Next down in Australia. Because we've seen that these globalist police forces care little for the fair application of the rule of law. They can just use force. And the sheep obey. What needs to happen, I'm afraid, in all of this is people need to wake up whilst they still can, before the gulags are built, before their freedoms are forever removed from them. because this is not going to happen by magic. You know, Kim Jong Drakeford, he won't waken up one morning and think, yeah, I think I've gone a bit too far. That's not going to happen. These people keep pushing and pushing and pushing because there's not been enough of a pushback. That's the truth of the matter. And that's the case in, I believe it's going to be the case in Scotland. And I'm not sure about England. I think they will absolutely try it in England. And maybe, you know, the return of the masks will be the first stage. And then shortly thereafter, the application of COVID passes. Because it's a very strange United Kingdom where you have COVID passes in Scotland and in Wales, but not in England. It's all one landmass. So it strikes me that there's a certain inevitability about what's coming the way of England. But once they establish them for, just large events, very, very quickly, as you've seen with Drakeford, they do a little shuffle and then it's actually going to be cinemas, it's going to be theatres, it's going to be concerts. Yeah, well, it might actually be hospitality. We might just have to basically lock you all down if you don't take the vaccine. And then irony of ironies, and this is a bit which I think we're all clear on now. They know that the vaccines don't stop the spread of COVID-19. They know that. And they know that COVID passes do nothing. There is no evidence that anywhere in the world the introduction of COVID passes has helped reduce infection rates. So they know all of that. The reason they're bringing in COVID passes is to give themselves absolute dominion and control over your life. They will determine, you know, where you spend your money, where you go. They will control every aspect of your life. This is Chinese Communist Party style communism. I was going to say through the back door, but it's not even that. It's not even that disguised. This is clearly the application of the social credit system being digitally applied across the Western world, and the UK is no different. And Wales, as it is, governed by this absolute third-rate academic socialist clown in the form of Kim Jong Drakeford, they love it. They love the fact that they've been able to get away with bullying people, and people have been so weak they haven't stood up against them. Let me tell you, COVID cases are not going to collapse. It's not going to go away. We're going into the winter. The case numbers will rise. And one of these weeks, I'll be doing a podcast discussing the fact that Wales has now decided that, sadly, COVID passes have to be applied to the hospitality sector, pubs, restaurant, just in time for Christmas. And that's what their plan is. Thank you so much for listening.